USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States did what we went to do in Afghanistan, to get the terrorists to attack us on 9/11 and deliver justice to Osama bin Laden, and to degrade the terrorist threat to keep Afghanistan from becoming a base from which attacks could be continued against the United States. We achieved those objectives.
Afghan security officials reported Friday Taliban fighters have seized control of the Islam Qala border crossing with Iran in western Afghanistan. Another security official said Taliban fighters had seized five districts in Herat without a fight. A heavily armed commando unit that assassinated Haiti's president Jovenel Moise on Wednesday was from 26 Colombians and two Haitian Americans. Port-au-Prince Police Chief Charles Leon said 15 Colombians were captured, as well as two Haitian Americans. Three of the assailants were killed, and eight remain on the run. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
It's prison time for a famous lawyer, Wendy King reports.
He rose to fame representing Stormy Daniels in a 2018 lawsuit against former President Trump.
Americans deserve to know the truth about their elected leaders.
His political aspirations died in 2019 when prosecutors charged him with fraud, saying he was enjoying a celebrity lifestyle while cheating clients out of millions of dollars and failing to pay his taxes. He was sentenced to 2.5 years for trying to extort $25 million from Nike by threatening the company with bad publicity. In a statement, former client Gary Franklin Jr., an organizer for the Los Angeles Youth Basketball League, said Avenatti devastated him financially, professionally, and emotionally. The judge wrote that evidence showed Avenatti devised an approach to Nike that was designed to enrich himself rather than address his client's objectives. Avenatti faces a separate trial next year in Manhattan. Stormy Daniels has alleged he cheated her out of hundreds of thousands of dollars from her book deal.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
After many politicians ran on the Defund the Police platform, the fallout is being presented to the American people across the nation with much higher violent crime rates. Founder of the Every Black Life Matters, Kevin McGarry on Fox News, calls this a dog and pony show trying to deflect the blame of deteriorating safety in America.
They're trying to do a little bit of revisionist history on us. It was not too long ago that both Biden and Harris ran on the fact that they wanted to defund the police. President Biden said that fundamentally he wanted to take those funds and redistribute it to other areas. Harris went as far as to say not only defunding police but other law enforcement agencies as well. So they're both on record and ran based on their policies on defunding police. Now they're seeing the carnage. They're seeing the utter chaos. They're seeing the innocents that are being slaughtered in our major inner cities where there's high concentration of urban dwellers. And now they're trying to backtrack and say, well, no, we didn't really mean that. And actually, it was the Republicans that defunded the police. This is obviously not true. And we're hopeful that people are going to be wise enough to understand what's really going on here. It's a dog and pony show, and they're really trying to revise their initial policy statements.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki suggests Republicans are to blame for defunding the police. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.